Have you yet asked yourself the question, what are you going to trade with when the banks freeze up, when you can't access your money, when withdrawal limitations are put on the ATMs, and the dollar is losing value perhaps 20% per month, which is approaching 1% per day? What are you going to trade with? Because, you know, the Saudis have just announced that they will accept settlements in oil in currencies other than the dollar. That's the end of the petrodollar, folks. That's the end of the Bretton Woods Agreement from 1944, at least the dollar dominance that appeared as a result of that. The dollar is, it's done. I mean, it's a train wreck now in slow motion, which is watching it play out. And there's going to be a time of incredible turmoil economically, transactionally, when dollars will not function and banks will not function. And I ask you, what are you going to use to buy food or to purchase gas or to pay people for services, maybe security services, maybe transportation? What are you going to use? Now is the time to think about that, because now is the time to set aside those things that you believe will have value and recognition of value by other people. What are those things? What kinds of things do other people need in order to get by day to day, or things that they know have inherent value that they can trade with others? Now, you might say, well, cash, okay, cash for a little while, perhaps a little bit, just to get by for the first day or two, but pretty soon people are going to realize that cash doesn't have much value. I mean, yeah, it's recognizable by people, but it's losing value by the day, which, of course, is what this whole collapse is all about, the dropping value of the dollar and cash that represents the dollar, you know, the, quote, full faith and credit of the United States, which will have no good credit. You know, $31 trillion in debt right now and climbing. So what will people recognize? And you know a lot of the answers to this. It's going to be things like gold and silver, ammunition, but also food items, you know, eggs, for example, or beef. Like, here's a pound of ground beef. What will you give me for it? Or garden seeds, especially heirloom, non-GMO seeds, or just fresh produce. If you go to a farmer's market right after this collapse takes place, what will the farmers accept in payment? It's another way to think about this question. Will these farmers, will they take gold? Many of them, probably yes, or silver, right? Even the junk silver coins, if they understand, those are 90% silver, pre, what, 1965, I believe? They'll take gold and silver, many of them. What else will they take? Could they trade other types of food? Could they trade in power tools? Everybody needs power tools. Everybody needs solar panels, off-grid self-reliance. These kinds of things will hold value. Everybody needs 22 long rifle ammo. And right now, you can get that ammo for something around 8 or 9 cents a round for some pretty good ammo. Now, that's still double from what it was a few years ago. I remember seeing it at 4 cents a round, just, I think, in 2019. Now, it's about 8, 9, 10 cents a round, but that's going to go crazy. That's going to be 25 cents a round, 30, 40, 50 cents a round very soon. And AR-15 rounds, i.e. 5.56, right now, those tend to run about 50 cents a round when you can get a good deal on them. Those will be over a dollar a round easily. They've been there in recent memory. There might be $2 around. Ammunition, when stored properly, holds its value because it holds its utility. It's still functional after, well, decades. You keep it dry and cool, it's good for decades, especially non-corrosive primers. So ammunition is a store of wealth. And what kinds of ammo will people need as there's more crime and more chaos? Well, they're going to need everything. They're going to need 9mm for self-defense. They're going to need 5.56 for ranch defense. They're going to need, you know, 30-06 and 300 Win Mag for hunting rounds, things like that. So almost every kind of ammo, 45 ACP, you name it, 300 Blackout. It's all going to have tremendous value, including the small stuff, 22 long rifle or maybe 380 auto. So there's a place to have something that is recognized as having universal value. What about water filters? Or a little camping water filter that's new in the box, new in the package, never been used. Does that have value? Oh, you bet it does. Think about the things that people need. And as we saw during the early days of COVID, you know, even toilet paper has value, although I'm not recommending, because that's not a high density storage of value. You can't put $100,000 worth of toilet paper in one room, you know, takes up too much space. But it's just an example of things that people need. How about arc lighters, those electric lighters that can be recharged via USB? Everybody needs a lighter. I carry one of these arc lighters every single day. It's my everyday carry. It's part of my everyday carry. I have an arc lighter, and then I recharge it, you know, every month or whenever, just to make sure I always have the ability to light a fire if needed in a survival situation, or, you know, for a wood-burning stove or whatever. So these kinds of things right now, they're dirt cheap. You can buy arc lighters right now online for like 10 bucks. What will they be worth in a collapse scenario? Who knows? Or a box of like waterproof, weatherproof matches. What will that be worth? Who knows? The point is, these things are cheap today because dollars still have value today, some value, right? It hasn't yet gone into Weimar Germany hyperinflation. It will, but we're not there yet. So this is the time, in my opinion, to look at the things that will hold value so that you won't lose your assets as the dollar collapses. Now, let me give you some resources that I think may help you with some of this. First of all, you can check out my website, prepwithmike.com, for more how-to videos on things like making your own emergency fire starting devices, you know, like campfire starters, how to organize firearms magazines and different types of ammo, and how to use paracord to tie some pretty clever knots and things like that. It's just basic survival kinds of information. And I do some reviews there of some equipment and things like that. So definitely check that out. Now, if gold and silver are right for you, our sponsor in that arena, a company that has earned my trust for their privacy, their security, and their prices, very, very competitive prices on physical gold and silver. And you can check the prices live, real time on their website. They don't do bait and switch. They don't have crazy markups. It's called the Treasure Island Precious Metals and Coins Company. And you can find them at metalswithmike.com if that's right for you. You may already be squared away in that arena, and that's fine. If you're looking at ammunition, a reliable online retailer, not a sponsor, but a company that I use, is called MidwayUSA.com. And if you're looking for firearms, you know, there are a number of online companies, but check your local gun dealers for that and see what they have available and get information there. But I would have a pistol, I would have a rifle, I would have a shotgun, maybe 20 gauge or 12 gauge. And then I would have some kind of a compact rifle or a folding stock rifle for vehicle use where legal. And I would have that chambered in 300 blackout. In fact, that is what I have. And the best company for that, which has been a sponsor, is shieldarms.com. Shieldarms.com has the folding patented stocks for rifles and also pistols set up with stabilizers. But given the ATF's position on stabilizers, I would go with the rifle setup right now. And, you know, until the lawsuits go through against the ATF and we see what happens there. So shieldarms.com, use discount code RANGER, and I think you'll save $100 on the rifle. I think that's what it is. Speaking of gear and discounts, that discount code RANGER, it's also good at hoplitearmor.com, H-O-P-L-I-T-E, hoplitearmor.com for ballistic armor at 10% off using that discount code RANGER. And they've been a great company. It's American designed and American made. They've got ultra high molecular weight polyethylene. They've got additional layers, ceramic layers on top of that. They've got level 4 plates that are very, very lightweight. They've got excellent carriers for the plates, front and back. Check out what they have available. Again, all made in America. Just outstanding equipment. And the barter value of body armor, can you imagine? Everybody's going to want some body armor as, you know, the zombies get unleashed and people need protection, men and women alike. But the point in all of this is to ask yourself, what do you have that has utility, that stores value, that other people will want, and that other people will recognize as having value? And what can you do right now to get into those things? And food, you know, obviously food, especially long-term storable food, something that will hold its value in buckets or vacuum-sealed containers. I mean, think about it. Will people want to eat as the system collapses? Absolutely. Will people want means of self-defense? Absolutely. Will people want, you know, flashlights and solar chargers and solar battery packs and all these other things? Absolutely. Will people want firearms and ammo? You bet. Because it's going to come down to really important survival techniques. Will people want fashion purses and Adidas tennis shoes? No, not at all. There's no value in brand names when it comes to survival. Not really. I mean, there's value in quality, but there's not value in a brand as a statement of, you know, your fashion sense or what have you. No value at all. So think about what's going to hold value and take steps to get what is going to work for you and is going to allow you to transition out of dollars and into things that will hold value so that you can make it through the collapse and then to the relaunch, the resurrection of society, because, you know, it won't stay down forever. We're going to go through a dark time, but it won't be eternal darkness. There will be a rebuilding. There will be a rebirth. And then you will be there with most of your assets intact. So that's what I wish for you and for all of us. But we all have to take action now in order to achieve that. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com.